In the Gaza Strip, Israeli helicopters attacked Palestinian police and security facilities today. The strikes followed the death of an Israeli soldier yesterday in a mortar attack. The latest violence comes as top U.S. diplomats head to the region in a fresh attempt to end more than a year of Israeli-Palestinian bloodshed. Joining Special Envoy William Burns is newly appointed Mideast advisor Anthony Zinni. He's a retired four-star Marine Corps general known for his no-nonsense approach. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has this profile.
General Zinni has served a decade in the Middle East, including 4 years as the top U.S. military commander in the area. When he was appointed to that post, David Ransom, a former ambassador to Bahrain, remembers Zinni set aside 2 weeks to simply tour the region and meet people.
No requests, no inquiries, just establishing personal relationships. That was, I think, a critical foundation for the kind of very close and familiar contacts that he had all through his tour as commander-in-chief.
Colleagues say it's Zinni's highly personal approach that distinguishes him and makes him more than just a military leader. Zinni himself has said today's officers must not be constrained by a military mindset, but must be a blend of diplomat, statesman, humanitarian. Zinni grew up in a working-class Italian suburb of Philadelphia, where a job as a debt collector earned him the nickname The Godfather. It fits with his burly size 46 frame and his straight shooting style.
What you see with General Zinni is what you will get. He does not play games with people.
Strategic analyst Jay Farrar says Zinni has little patience for Washington's inside the beltway mentality. He's frequently challenged government policies he thought did not reflect realities out in the field, like the decision to fund London-based Iraqi opposition groups. Such an approach to toppling Saddam Hussein, he warned, would lead to another Bay of Pigs. Analyst Farrar says Israelis and Palestinians will find Zinni forthright and honest.
They will know with him that he's not going to play them off against each other. He will be very upfront and give them what they need. He carries great credibility as a warrior as well, because they know he's been successful.
One of Zinni's most trying missions was the U.S. intervention in Somalia. Robert Oakley, the U.S. Special Envoy there, recalls when the militia of General Mohamed Aidid went on a rampage in Mogadishu. No American or international sites were targeted, so he says Zinni held back.
After 2 days, it sort of burned itself out, and he and I went around to see General Aidid and said, "General Aidid, we know that you were behind this, no matter what you may protest, and we decided this time to let it burn itself out because it was primarily your part of town that was being burned out. But we want you to know that the next time, we're not going to mess around. We're coming for you." And we didn't have any more of those.
Zinni was no longer involved in Somalia during the failed operation to storm Aidid's militia that left 18 U.S. soldiers dead. Not all of Zinni's policies have been successful. He pushed to build a relationship with Yemen by having U.S. tankers refuel there. After the attack on the USS Cole in a Yemeni port last year, Zinni came in for hard questioning by Congress. Despite such setbacks, colleagues say Zinni is driven by a sincere compassion for the countries he's involved with. One biographer has written that Somali warlords still write to General Zinni, convinced he still cares about their country. Israelis and Palestinians have given mixed reviews of General Anthony Zinni's appointment as Mideast advisor, with some analysts already dismissing his mission as a waste of time. Ambassador David Ransom agrees that no amount of charm or smarts will succeed if Israelis and Palestinians don't want to accommodate each other, but he says sending General Zinni is as good a first step as you can get. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.